Narration for Yogini Ekadashi. Yudhishthir Maharaj said, O Supreme Lord, I have heard the glories of the Nirjala Ekadashi, which occurs during the light fortnight of the month of Jyeshtha, that is, during May and June. Now I wish to hear from you about the Shuddha Ekadashi that occurs during the dark fortnight of the month of Ashad, that is, during June and July. Kindly describe to me all about it in detail, O Madhusudan, O killer of Madhu demon. The Supreme Lord Shri Krishna then replied, O King, I shall indeed tell you about the best of all fasting days, the Ekadashi, that comes during the dark part of the month of Ashad. Famous as Yogini Ekadashi, it removes all kinds of sinful reactions and averts supreme liberation. O best of kings, this Ekadashi delivers people who are drowning in the vast ocean of material existence and transports them to the shore of the spiritual world. In all the three worlds, it is the chief of all sacred fasting days. I shall now reveal this truth to you by narrating a history recounted in the Puranas. The king of Alkapuri, Kuver, the treasurer of the Devas, was a steadfast devotee of Lord Shiva. He employed a servant named Hema Mali as his personal gardener. Hema Mali, a yaksh-like Kuvera, was very lustfully attracted to his gorgeous wife, Sarupvati, who had large enchanting eyes. Hema Mali's daily duty was to visit Mansarovar Lake and bring back flowers for his master Kuver, with which he would use them in the puja offerings to Lord Shiva. One day, after picking the flowers, Hema Mali went to his wife, instead of returning directly to his master and fulfilling his duty by bringing the flowers for the puja. Absorbed in loving affairs of a bodily nature with his wife, he forgot to return to the abode of Kuvera. O king, while Hema Mali was enjoying with his wife, Kuvera had begun the worship of Lord Shiva as normal in his palace and soon discovered that there were no flowers ready to be offered in the midday puja. The lack of such an important item angered the great Koshadhyaksha even more, and he asked a yaksha messenger, why has dirty-hearted Hema Mali not come with the daily offerings of flowers? Go, find out the exact reason and report back to me in person with your findings. The yaksha returned and told Kuvera, O dear lord, Hema Mali has become lost in freely enjoying courtiers with his wife. Kuvera became extremely angry when he heard this and at once summoned lowly Hema Mali before him. Knowing that he had been remiss and dawdling in his duty and exposed as meditating on his wife's body, Hema Mali approached his master in great fear. The gardener first paid his obeisances, then stood before his lord, whose eyes had become red with anger and whose lips trembled in rage. So enraged, Kuvera cried out to Hema Mali, O you sinful rascal! O destroyer of religious principles! You are a walking offense to the Devas! I therefore curse you to suffer from white leprosy and to become separated from your beloved wife. Only great suffering is deservedly yours. O low-born fool, leave this place immediately and betake yourself to the lower planets to suffer. And so Hema Mali fell at once from the grace in Alkapuri and became ill with the terrible afflictions of white leprosy. He awoke in a dense and fearful forest, where there was nothing to eat or drink. Thus he passed his days in misery, unable to sleep at night due to pain. He suffered in both winter and summer season, but because he continued to worship Lord Shiva himself with faith, his consciousness remained purely fixed and steady, although implicated by great sin and its attendant reactions. He remembered his past life because of his piety. After wandering for some time here and there, over mountains and across plains, Himamali eventually came upon the vast expanse of the Himalayan mountain ranges. There, he had the wonderful good fortune to come in contact with the great saintly soul Markandeya Rishi, the best ascetics, whose duration of life, it is said, extends to the 7 days of Lord Brahma. Markandeya Rishi was seated peacefully at his ashram, looking as effulgent as a second Brahma. Himamali, feeling very sinful, stood at a distance from the magnificent sage and offered his humble obeisances and choicest of prayers. Always interested in the welfare of others, Markandeya Rishi saw the leper and called him near. "O you, what sort of sinful deeds have you done to earn this dreadful affliction?" Hearing this, Himamali, painfully and being ashamed, replied, "Dear sir, I am a Yaksha servant of Lord Kuvera, and my name is Himamali. It was my daily service to pick the flowers from the Mansarovar lake for my master's worship of Lord Shiva. But one day I was negligent and was late in returning with the offering because I had become overwhelmed with lusty passion for enjoying bodily pleasures with my wife. When my master discovered why I was late, he cursed me in great anger to be as I am before you. Thus, I am now bereft of my home, my wife, and my service. But fortunately, I have come upon you, and now I hope to receive from you an auspicious benediction. For I know that devotees such as you are as merciful as the Supreme Lord, and always carry the interest of others uppermost in their hearts. That is your nature. O best of sages, please help me." Soft-hearted, Markandeya Rishi replied, "Because you have told me the truth, I shall tell you about a fast day that will benefit you greatly. If you fast on the Ekadashi, that comes during the dark fortnight of the month of Ashad, you will surely be freed of this terrible curse." Himamali fell to the ground in complete gratitude and offered him his humble obeisances again and again. But Markandeya Rishi stood there and lifted poor Himamali to his feet, filling him with inexpressible happiness. Thus, as the sage had instructed him, Himamali dutifully observed the Ekadashi fast, and by its influence, he again became a handsome yaksha. Then he returned home, where he lived very happily with his wife. Lord Shri Krishna concluded, "So you can readily see, O Yudhishthir, that fasting on Yogini Ekadashi is very powerful and auspicious. Whatever merit one obtains by feeding 88,000 Brahmins is also obtained simply by observing a strict fast on Yogini Ekadashi. For one who fasts on this sacred Ekadashi, she, the Ekadashi Devi, destroys heaps of past sinful reactions and makes him most pious. O King, thus I have explained to you the purity of Yogini Ekadashi. Thus ends the narration of the glories of Ashad Krishna Ekadashi or Yogini Ekadashi from the Brahmavravarta Purana. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. If you like this audio, please share it with your friends and family. If you like to receive similar messages on your WhatsApp, then you can subscribe to ISKCON Desire Tree WhatsApp messages. Kindly save the following number on your device: 9987060606. I repeat, 9987060606. After saving this number, please WhatsApp us your full name and city. We will soon add you in ISKCON Desire Tree group and you will start receiving regular devotional messages. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.